This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, tonight we're doing Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. We're now analyzing the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Tezayin Amud Aleph said, this is a Chomer of Shua over Nadarim. And a Chomer of Nadarim over Shua is that you could ask for yourself to do a mitzvah. What exactly is the Chumrah of Shavua over Nadarim? It says, Zeh Chomer b'Shuas mi b'Nadarim. Presumably, it's going on the very last case. Namely, it's going on Chomer Miklal de Nederhu. It says it's a Chumrah of Shua over Neder. But that implies it's a Neder. It's just the Shvua is more Chomer. So then, Iva Hamutr Katani. But the Mishnah says that if you say in this last case, Shvua loy oichalach, Shvua sha'oichalach, Shvua loy oichalach, aser. As opposed to the case of where we said, let's say on Tes Vav Amud Beis on the bottom, Shvua Carbon loy oichalach, ha carbon shachalach, carbon loy oichalach, mutter. So it's not even chal at all. So hamutter katani. So it's not a chumra of Shvua over Neder. The Neder is not chal at all. The Neder is not chal at all. Says the Gemara, Seifa d'idach bava katani. It's going on the Seifa of the other case. The other case on Tesvava Mabez that says Shvua she'ini yashen, she'ini medaber, she'ini mahalech asar. Someone takes a shvua, I'm not going to sleep, I'm not going to speak, I'm not going to walk, it's asar. And then we know that if you take a Neder that you're not going to sleep, you're not going to speak, you're not going to walk, it's this is a chumrah of shvuas over nedarim. It's not chal either. No, this is going according to the shita on Tesvav Amud Aleph. Remember the shita of Ravina that it is chal midrabanan. So the chumrah of shvuah over nedarim is that if you swear you're going to do something shein by mamish, it's chal. But if you take a neder, you're not going to do something shein by mamish. It's only chal midrabanan. That's the chumrah of shvuah over nedarim. Now, here's the problem. The problem is, what about the chumrah of nedarim over shvua? Namely, if you're going to say that the words chumrah mean that it's chal more by shvua than nedarim, so what does it mean, the chumrah of nedarim more than shvua? Let's see. Let's see the Ran. Uvaha vahamutter katani. Ditnan loy oichalach mutter. Al seifa diidach katani la shvua she'ini yashen, she'ini medaber, she'ini mahalei chaser. Uvaha shaykh lameimar choymer b'shvuas medarim. And this, it shaykh to say, a choymer of shvua over nedarim. Dinidra miyahavim medrabanan. And another is chal medrabanan, ukravina. Like Ravina de ukma la'el, who established it earlier, Bebal Yachel Midrabanan, Ela Deshvua Chamuru Mineder, Shvua is more Chamur than Eder, the Asa Medai Raisa. So that's what it means, the Chumra of Shvua over Nadarim. The Nakat Le La Hashas, Lahai Peruka, Alib de Ravina. The reason why this answer of Shas was going according to Ravina, Mishum de Kushta de Milsa Kvasehi, because in the end we paskin like him, the Bal Yachel de Masnis and the Rabbanan Kamar. Now, why don't we say the same thing on the flip side? The chumrah over of nedarim over shua that it's chal on a dvar mitzvah. So there, it's chal by a neder, and it's not chal at all on a shua. So how is that a chumrah? V'ha d'loy daikinanami gabe chomer b'nedarmi b'shua is miklal the shua mia isa. That implies the shua it is mishum deinachanami the isa. There is a degree of shvua when you swear not to do a mitzvah. What is it? The lucky ba mishum shvua shav. You're loike for shvua shav. Ela she'enu chala levatel sa mitzvah. Just, it's not chal to be mevatel the mitzvah. Okay, we continue in the Gemara. So now, the chumrah of shvua over Nedarim is that it's chal and davar she'em by mamish. Namely, The chumra of shvua over nedarim is that it's chal on davar shem by mamish. By nedarim, it's only chal midrabanan. And the chumra of nedarim over shvua is that a neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah. Shvua is not chal, but you're still loike for shvua shav. Okay, now the Mishnah said chumer b'nedarim mi b'shvuas ketzad. What is a chumra of nedarim over shvuas? The chumra is if you say sukkah sha'ani oisa, lulav sha'ani noitel. So the halacha is, it's mutter, because you can't swear to be mevatel mitzvah. Rav Kahana masni am Rav Gidal marav. Rav Kahana taught that Rav Gidal amar Rav said, Rav Gidal said the name of Rav. Rav Tavyomi masni, Rav Tavyomi taught amar Rav Gidal amar Shmuel. Minayin she'ein nishban la'avar ala mitzvah. How do we know one cannot swear to violate a mitzvah? Talmud loymer lo yachel devaray. You know how we know that you cannot swear, meaning the shua is not chal to be mevatel mitzvah? It says lo yachel devaray. Devaray lo yachel. That's mashma. Your word you can't profane. Devaray lo yachel. Avol mechal hu lechavtzei shamayim. But if you could profane it for the sake of heaven. We darshan from lo yachel devaray that you can't make your word profane, but if it's not your word, but it's the word of Shemayim, so then the word of Shemayim will have precedence. Says the Ran, Avo Mechol Hu Lechavtzei Shemayim, Im Yesh B'Shvuasoi Bito Chavtzei Shemayim, if your Shvua will contain a nullification of the needs of heaven, Mechal Shvuasoi, then you break your Shvua. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Neder? Why is neder different, that we say by neder you would have to keep the neder even though there's a biblical obligation to fulfill the mitzvah? Why is it that a neder is chal on a dvar shamayim? Why do we say a neder is chal on a dvar shamayim? Well, because of ish ki yidar neder l'Hashem la'yachal devaray, a man who make a neder to Hashem, that even though the neder is to Hashem, still la'yachal devaray. So why don't we say the same thing by shvua? Shvua nami haksiv oy hishava shvua l'Hashem la'yachal devaray. It says, or if he swears a shvua to Hashem, don't break your word. The same way we darshan ish ki yidar neder l'Hashem, that when it's a neder l'Hashem lo yachel devaray, then you can't break your word. Meaning that even when it's a neder l'Hashem lo yachel devaray, why don't we say the same thing? Shvua nami. It says o yishava shvua l'Hashem lo yachel devaray. What is the meaning of this? Meaning the same way a neder supersedes the Dvar Hashem, why don't we say the same thing for a Shvua? Says the Ran, L'Hashem lo yachel devaray, afilu yesh benidroi bito mitzvah Hashem lo yachel, Shvua nami, haksevo yishava, da L'Hashem koi nami, ayah yishava Shvua. It says, ish, kiidar, neder, L'Hashem, oy yishava Shvua. So the L'Hashem could be going on neder and Shvua. So why do we say that you can't swear to be mevatel a mitzvah? Amar Abaye. Yeah, Abaye said, "Had Amar Hano Sukkah Alai." Here he says, "The pleasure of the sukkah upon me." So therefore, he's asking the sukkah. Had Amar Shvua Shloi Ahana Mina Sukkah. But when he swears, he's swearing he's not going to get Hana from the sukkah. So let's think about it. If he says, "I'm not going to get Hana from the sukkah," the guy is the one who has to sit in the sukkah. So if he asers the sukkah, so then even though he has to sit in the sukkah, but the sukkah is aser to him, so then the neder is chal. But if he swears that he's not going to get hana, he can't swear that because he has to go sit in the sukkah. Basically, the difference is that if he's asering the sukkah, so then he won't be able to sit in the sukkah, because even though he has to sit in the sukkah, but the sukkah as an item is aser. But if he is basically saying that he is aser to sit in the sukkah, but he has to sit in the sukkah. Again, Amar Abaye, Hada Amar Hana Sukkah Alai, Baye Neder, it's chal because he's asering the hana of the sukkah upon him. Had amar shvua shaloya hana min asukkah. Here he says he takes an oath he's not going to get hana from the sukkah. Let's see the run. Had amar hana sukkah alai. Had amar shvua shaloya hana min asukkah. Koloimar svarahu. There's a logic. The Lashem loikoy ashvua. Lashem is not going on a shvua. It's going on neder. Ella akiyidor neder. Why? Why is it logical that a neder could be chal on a dvar mitzvah and a shvua not? Mishum the neder bedinu sheyachal dvar mitzvah. A neder is logical it should go on a dvar mitzvah. Lefi shehu oisar al atzmai because he asers on himself hano asuka. Na hano of asuka. Shaloshon neder kachu. The loshon of a neder is such. So it's logical that if he takes a neder to get not to get hana. If he takes the nether, excuse me, not to get hana from the sukkah, he can't go into the sukkah because he's asering on himself the hana of a sukkah. And now, in machil and son, davar asar lo, we're not going to feed somebody something that's asered him. Avaloshen shvua, you see, if he asers, that is the sukkah, then we won't let him go into it. The sukkah is asar to him. But if he says a lashon of a shvua, shaloi eshev v'sukkah, he can't say I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. He has to sit in the sukkah. V'loi kol hemna lafke atzai mitzah sukkah shehu mitzuvah ba. Is he asering a specific sukkah or is he asering any sukkah? Look, he doesn't say which sukkah he's asering. That sort of lends itself to make you think that he's asering all sukkahs, right? So can he create an Isra Chepta on every sukkah in the world? Asking God. Not sure. Very good question. Why don't we say the asay of sukkah is doiche the lois asay of the neder? That's a big topic. Well, that's a very big topic. Maybe we'll do that in the Eon share. Is violating a neder only a lav? That's going to be the question. Is violating a neder only a lav? Is it only lo yachel devaroi? Or is it... I'll tell you a little secret. You know this topic I'm doing on Friday called Pesachinu Megadim, connecting the beginning of the parsha to the end of the parsha. What originally made me think of the whole thing is in Parshas Matos, which talks about Nedarim in the beginning, lo yachel devaroi, it ends off with the episode of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. So the Ibn Ezra says, what's that doing there? He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, V'hayotze mipiv taseh, whatever comes out of your mouth, you should do. And that's the subject of the beginning of the parsha, K'chol hayotze mipiv taseh, which is an asay. So that made me think that something that comes at the end of the parsha has to be connected to the beginning of the parsha. But anyway, there's more than just a lav not to violate a nether. The question really is that a real assay? Is there an assay, a mitzvah d'oraisa, to follow your word? Okay. But a lashon of shua of shaloi eshev besuka loy kalhemna lafkia atzim mitzvah suka shu mitzvah ba. You don't have the capacity to do that. You're a mitzvah. You could aser the sukkah, but you can't aser yourself from sitting in the sukkah. You have to sit in the sukkah. So now the Abai has a Rava has a kasha. Amar Rava, v'chi mitzvahs lehanos ninu? Are mitzvahs given for hana? What's the question? V'chi mitzvahs lehanos ninu? Says the Ran, Rava lava tamid Abai maksha. Rava is not arguing Abai's logic. Devadei shaper kamar. Abai is saying a very logical split. Why a neder is chal on a dvar mitzvah and a shvua is nachal? What he's asking on is, he's asking on the word choice of Abai. ela alishna da abaye. The I omar hana sukkah alai. If he says the hana of a sukkah on me, then let him sit in it, right? If the lashon he's using is hana sukkah alai, he should still be able to sit in the sukkah. Why? Because sitting in a sukkah is not hana, because mitzvah slav lehenes ninu. Not that he's arguing on the logic of Abai. Abai's logic is sound. There's a difference between a neder and a shvuah. But the lashon used that hana sukkah alai, but that's not called hana. What hana? What hana are you getting? That's not hana. That's not called hana. You're saying there's side hana. There's incidental hana. Is that true? I mean, we know that mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, and therefore, if you make another ta'aser a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. What about the incidental hana? We always say incidental hana is not sort of reckoned. Okay. Ela amar Rava. Rava said, no, a little bit of a tweak of the language. Hada amar yeshiva sukkah alai. Here he said the sitting of the sukkah ami. Vahada amar shvua shalai yeshiva sukkah. And here he said, oath, that I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. Meaning, it's instead of using the lashon of hanas sukkah alai, it's a yeshiva sukkah alai. Okay, so now the Gemara asks the Bamba, what's the makar that ein nishban levato as hamitzvah lo yachel devaray devaray einoy miyachel avol mechel hu lechavtei shemaim. In fact, the Gemara v'shein nishban labra al mitzvah yachel nafkali. This is where we learn out that you don't swear to violate a mitzvah. Mehasam nafkali. It's learned out from over there. The time we learned in Brisa yachel nishban levato as hamitzvah. I would think if somebody swore to be mevato mitzvah, v'loy bitel yachal yichayev, I would think you're over on bal yachal devaray, meaning that I would think you're over bal yachal devaray, namely that the shvuah is chal. Talmud loymar, therefore it says lehara oy lehetiv, to do bad or to do good. To do bad means that I'm not going to do something. To do good means I am going to do something. Ma Hatava rishus, just like the to do good, we have drashos refers to something discretionary that's good. Af hara rishus, so too the bad is discretionary. Yatsa nishba levatel samitzvah, that excludes someone who swears to be mevatel lemitzvah v'loy bitel she'en arishus biyadoi. Someone who swears to be mevatel lemitzvah and he's not, where he doesn't have the rishus not to, so. He doesn't have the right to violate the commandment. So that's the source that a shvuah levatos a mitzvah is not chal. So Gemara says, no, that's the source that you're not chayiv a carbon. But how do I know it's not chal? That I know it's not chal from layachal devaray. Chad kro lemifter mikarbon, one pasuk to exempt him from a carbon. Mechad kro lemifter mikarbon shvuah, the pasuk lahara lahetiv exempts you from a carbon, the chad lemifterim and lav deshua, and one says you're not even over the lav because it's not even chal. The obvious question is that once I have layachal devare that it's not chal, obviously you're not chayv a carbon, right? In other words, if I just had that you're not chayv a carbon, I wouldn't know that it's not chal, but once I know it's not chal, then obviously not only is it not chal, I'm not chayv a carbon either. But that the achronim deal with that question. In other words, why do I need both? Why can't I just learn out from La'yachal Devarei that it's not chal, and obviously you're not over a lav, and you're not chayev a shvua. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to hold it over here. Next week I have a different schedule. I'm not going to be here Monday and Tuesday, so we'll see when we're going to do Daf Yud Zayin. Maybe some other time. Matzah Shabbos, or we'll find the time. We have to tweak next week's schedule, okay? Shkayach. Hatzlacha Rabba. Oh, then it must be a good question. Oh, actually, that's where I'm going. Art Scroll, every 7 years, has a special Shabbos. And I'm speaking at the Art Scroll Shabbos in the special Trump Doral Hotel. And the topic of my drasha is the role of Art Scroll in the history and destiny of the Jewish people. And I have to come up with something good to say by Friday. So pray for me. Okay. What do you say about Art Scroll? Do you have any good Art Scroll stories?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.